the first in the nation, but possibly not the last. CryptoTalk.fm, my name is Leister. I am your host, the state of Wisconsin. Specifically, the investment board has invested in Bitcoin. More than 160 million shares of Bitcoin, specifically the Bitcoin ETFs, specifically from BlackRock, purchased for this year so far between January and April. The messaging was clear. They felt it was time to diversify and add more to the sheets, including cryptocurrency, which they're the first. They literally are the first in the country to do this, and it may lend for more to do it. Now, they're not actually investing in cryptocurrency. That's a bit misleading. It's the Bitcoin ETF. However, if you understand the ETF and what it's doing, I said on a past episode that investing in the ETFs for the larger players was a more comfortable trading strategy, perceived as a bit safer because you're essentially trading against the value of cryptocurrency without the exposure to the risk, which was going to be perceived as appealing to those who had a lot of money. But this is the first time that we were seeing an actual state investment for pensions, is primarily what it's for, using cryptocurrency as a vehicle to add to the investment portfolio. This I would consider a bullish thing that happened. And I would suspect that you're going to see more states, likely Republican states, buying into something like this. If they're smart, though, this should create some sort of a bidding war between Democrat states and Republican states, where the two of them would be at odds with each other to be first, to say, okay, since Wisconsin did that, we want to be right behind them. We want to push that envelope and show that we support this and show that we want it to succeed long term. I suspect, and this is just my theory as I say, I suspect that the Democrat side is going to frown upon this. They're going to look at it as a risky asset, which it is. But with it within an ETF, the risk is mitigated directly to the state. There is going to be some price volatility, but you could argue the same is the truth with any other type of investment that the state would go after. So the risk is mitigated because it happens to be the ETF. They're not exposing themselves directly to the gambling, rolling the dice, as many of them are, other people, retail, etc. They're going after those ETFs. And if you don't think that this is a bullish thing, I don't know what to tell you, because it's absolutely a bullish thing that this happened. It's the first of its kind. I guarantee it's not the last. But if you're in the United States, if you're a registered voter, I would like you to pay attention, very close attention, to which states jump on board and do this kind of a thing. Those states are going to be the ones that are stronger in the adoption of cryptocurrency at the state level. Remember, just having regulations with the SEC and everything else doesn't solve the final battle. The final battle solved at the state level. The state still has the ability to do whatever they want to do within the state. We see that in Florida now. So those taking a victory lap about the fit and everything else, I would encourage you perhaps to calm down a little bit and understand this is not the end. You're going to see a little bit more shift happening in the near future with this business. And I suspect we're going to get to a point where more states are going to get on board. And I would encourage you to look for those states that get on board. And to me, as an opinion to you, those are the states that should be worth your attention. And I know there's kind of a hesitancy to uproot, but consider if the state that you're in does not support your values and principles, and I would emphasize that with respect to all things economy, finance, crypto, investment, etc., and the freedom to transact as you should, I would encourage you to consider uprooting and going to a state that is more in alignment with your values. Wisconsin in particular. Another part of this whole update, Wisconsin Republicans are actually trying to pass laws that force businesses to accept cash, good old cash, if the transaction is under $2,000. Do you know there are places around this nation where they happily, there are people that are just zombies. They swipe the freaking card for a $3 Starbucks. The fees that are charged, and in some cases charged back to you, you're getting ripped off. You're getting taken, okey-doked. No, so this Wisconsin is trying to push narratives that I was like, wow, that's pretty cool, because no other state's doing it, and I was excited to see it happen. So that's my update with respect to Wisconsin and all points to Wisconsin. Keep an eye out for other states to do the same thing in the very near future, I would assume.